Unless you're one of the more than 65,000 state employees in West Virginia, the term OASIS may be a new one for you. OASIS stands for Our Advanced Solution with Integrated Systems and is slowly changing the way the state does business. With some emphasis on slowly. Members of the Joint Committee on Government Organization were given an update on its progress yesterday during an interim meeting and found out that while they're working through the current problems, new ones may be on the horizon.
There were round pegs into round holes and square pegs into square holes, but unfortunately there was some of the opposite, round into square, square into round, that we've had to do some work on.
Rick Pickens is the director of the OASIS project. In the most basic sense, OASIS is a computer software system that will eventually handle all functions of state government. Right now, it's used to create the budget, coordinate projects for the Department of Transportation, and as of this summer, handle all of the back office business functions, things like accounts payable and receivable, investments and grants. But the rollout was far from perfect. As a state agency here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we experienced issues with the vendor and purchasing systems and even had some contract employees go several weeks without pay because of complications. Pickens says OASIS was quickly aware of those issues, and since, things have gotten better. The number of calls to the agency's help desk has dropped from around 400 per day immediately following the rollout to around 100 per day as recently as this week. Those calls are coming from the more than 4,000 employees using the system. Along with the change in the number of calls, Pickens says the type of questions has also changed, but those growing pains were always expected.
They're making a change from a customized system that did business the way exactly the way you wanted to do business to a commercial off-the-shelf software that's been customized, well, been configured, first of all, and then customized to fit us.
Now, OASIS is looking forward to the rollout of the fourth phase of the program. Phase D was scheduled to take effect January 1st. It affects HR and payroll, vacation time, and billing. But because of some issues, the implementation has been pushed back and isn't expected until April.
We're in doing testing of the data we have, trying to do comparisons between data that would have been produced in a payroll from Epix and data would have been produced out of OASIS. And we were having difficulty doing a full reconciliation.
What that means is that when the payroll systems were run side by side, the old system and the new OASIS system, they weren't coming out with the same results. That means state employees wouldn't be getting paid correctly if they went ahead with the system as is. During the meeting Wednesday, Delegate Gary Howell had some questions over the security of this new system, which will soon hold not just all of the state's budget information, but sensitive information for each employee. Think social security numbers, addresses, and pay histories.
How much testing have you done to find holes, security holes in the software?
That's an interesting question. I don't know that I can respond to that. I know there are firms that you can hire, you know, to try and do, I think the term is penetration testing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've done that as yet. But again, you know, our full database is encrypted.
So you, if I'm correct here, you haven't actually done any testing looking for holes, or not to your knowledge?
Pickens' answer, in short, was his security chief wasn't with him, so he wasn't positive, but no. They haven't done any of that type of testing. Howe requested the OASIS security manager report back to the committee with more details during a future meeting.